It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is William Leong. I'm an ISV evangelist for Microsoft in Silicon Valley. Today I'm joined by Francois de Paris from Insum. Welcome, Francois. Can you tell me a little bit about Insum and what it is that you do there?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, William. We're thrilled to be here.
Thank you.
Insum is a software development company. We have been around since 1998. We've worked very closely with Microsoft for the past 6 or 7 years now, focusing heavily on Windows management tools for mid-size to large enterprise, as well as provisioning tools for Active Directory, Exchange, OCS, from messaging to collaboration, and obviously to unified communication as it's becoming more important in the marketplace.
Okay. Can you perhaps elaborate on what technologies from Microsoft that you utilize?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's important to see what we do from an IT point of view.
Okay.
We provide a set of tools available through a web interface that allows IT administrators to provision and automate the provisioning of many different applications within the Microsoft stack, from Active Directory to Exchange to OCS to Windows Mobile and additional applications as well, third-party apps that we can integrate very easily with our solution. The IT administrator also has the ability to delegate the functionality and management of those web portals. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is critical for lowering the cost of support and operations, as well as providing employees with a tremendous amount of increased productivity, if you will.
Okay.
And so these are very important. The other thing, the other aspect of Insum Unify is certainly the ease of deployment of new technology. As Windows 2008 gets released, as OCS R2 is released, mm-hmm. some of the native tools do not offer a tremendous amount of granularity. And this is really when it's interesting to have a tool such as Insum, which allows you to very easily, quickly provision and delegate the administration of those new technologies.
Fantastic. So what specific industries, or are there certain verticals that you target?
Absolutely. And I'd like to, if I may, come back to the questions that you asked earlier, because I gave you the big picture
okay.
of Insum. But the technology that we use are really centered around .NET 3.0. We clearly develop our own application, C#.
Uh-huh.
But .NET and standards, such as open standards for web services, API,
sure.
and so forth, are widely used in our solution.
Okay.
And that's critical for us to have to easily integrate with an existing legacy application,
uh-huh.
or if someone is using SAP PeopleSoft for the creation of users,
sure.
we can easily integrate with that.
Fantastic.
Furthermore, we also have an SDK that is using, again, Microsoft technology that allows either our customers
mm-hmm.
or ourselves to create a connector to a new third-party application
okay.
that could then be automatically provisioned by Insum Unify.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of Insum, we make sure that there's a lot of technology and IP around resource management, around provisioning automation, which all of this comes down to increased security, increased compliance, increased productivity, as I said earlier.
Okay.
The key for us in terms of the target market, clearly it has been around the mid-size to the large enterprises.
Okay.
When we're looking at those IT organizations, they're really becoming their own service providers.
Mm-hmm.
And they need increased tools and tools to facilitate their day-to-day operations. One in terms of automating provisioning of users, automating the management of applications with these users, but also in delegating basic management tasks such as resetting your own password, such as one of the most popular products that we have is actually the management of distribution groups
okay.
for employees, where they can self-manage a lot of this information.
Okay.
And so that makes the life of an IT group much more efficient and obviously much more enjoyable. And it allows them to focus really on the more complex strategic decisions that they must take, such as what are we doing about unified communications? Do we launch OCS right now or next quarter? And that's really some of the things that we enable through freeing the time of those very busy IT administrators.
I see. That's great. So are you already working on the next wave of Microsoft products, such as Exchange 2010 and OCS and other things like that?
Absolutely. One of the great and very exciting things about this industry right now, and specifically our target market, which is centered around financial institution, manufacturing institutions that are 1,000 seats and above,
right.
is that there's a tremendous amount of interest towards Exchange 2010 and unified communication. The amount of questions that we get around cloud-based computing, UC, and Exchange is amazing. And so it's very important for us as a long-time gold-certified Microsoft partners to have our connectors and our applications support the latest and greatest from Microsoft, usually within 30 to 60 days.
Okay.
And so we already support Exchange 2010, which is great. If any of our customers wants to deploy Exchange 2010 or even put it on a proof of concept with a some amount of employees, we can do this.
Right.
And OCSR2 is already supported as well.
Right.
We're looking at some of the pieces of Windows 7, and we're looking certainly at Windows 2008, which is already supported.
Right.
And for us, this is really something that we have to do in order to, A, remain competitive, and of course, in order to service our customers in the most efficient way.
Fantastic. So what do you find the most exciting about being an ISV and being a Microsoft partner?
Many things, and at many different times. I think this year, what is really exciting for us is two or threefold. A, the ability to go to customers and solve real problems, everyday problems, and make a real difference into the life of the customers,
right.
as well as the expenses and the cost reduction that we enable.
Okay.
And having, it's a great feeling to know that you're enabling customers to be more efficient,
right.
and that you have great discussion with your customers, forward thinking as well as everything that you're doing for them. That's one aspect of it. And because we touch the core application from Microsoft, like AD and Exchange and OCS, our presence is critical and very well perceived within an organization. So that's one aspect. The second is really as to what's going on in technology today.
Mm-hmm.
I think unified communication is perhaps one of the most exciting things that we have seen in a long time,
right.
with presence enabled very well and very well integrated with Exchange 2010.
Right.
And so when you're taking the Exchange server, the Outlook client, and the OCS Office Communicator, and the presence enablement that it allows you to do,
mm-hmm.
and the things that you can do with calendaring and switching from one call to the other,
mm-hmm.
these are things that we've been talking about for years, and really we're finally enabling them.
Right, right.
And it's great to be on the forefront of technology like this,
uh-huh.
and therefore obviously be a partner of Microsoft in order to ease the deployment and the integration of this technology into everyday life.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So for viewers of this video that want more information about Insym, what should they do?
There's the basic things that I would recommend is to first go on our website at www.ensym.com, which
okay.
is E-N-S-I-M, and certainly give us a call at 1-866-MY-ENSYM.
Okay.
And, we have sales staff that's obviously able to answer any questions. We have a tremendous amount of case study on our website, demonstration of the product, and I think that provides a great deal of self-learning as to what we do and how we can help any type of organization.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you.